Masechet Eduyot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll mention three different laws that Rabbi Ishmael said in front of the Hachamim in Kerem BeYavne, the vineyard of Yavne, after the Horban, after the destruction of the Bet HaMikdash, second Bet HaMikdash. The Sanhedrin reconvened in Yavne, and their Bet Midrash was called the Kerem BeYavne. Mishnah says, Rabbi Ishmael said three different laws to the Sanhedrin in Kerem BeYavne. The first one, al betza terufa shehi netuna al gabe yarak shel teruma. If there was an egg that was beaten, that means the white and the yolk were all mixed together, and it was put on top of a vegetable, and that vegetable was teruma. Shehi hibur, there's an attachment between the egg and the vegetable, the fact that it was all liquidy and it was put on top of a vegetable, so it sort of became one entity. So if a tivul yom, somebody who was a tameh of a sheni, touches the egg, even though he never touches the vegetable, it's as if he touched the vegetable as well, making the vegetable a shelishi, because the fact that the egg is connected in a very deep way with the vegetable, and the person touched the egg, now it transfers all the way through to the vegetable, even though this egg, which was not tiruma, it's ordinary food, would not normally become tameh if it was touched by somebody who was tameh on this level, by somebody who was a sheni, because ordinary food does not become tameh, only like tiruma becomes tameh from a sheni. But here, since it's all a hibur, it's all one entity, we say that it transfers through. Vim hayeta kemin kova. If the egg was like floating on top of the vegetable, like a helmet over the vegetable, because it was a little bit cooked, so it rose up and it wasn't all the way within the inner part of the vegetable. In a hibur, there's no attachment between the egg and the vegetable, and therefore, if a tvul yom touched the egg, the vegetable wouldn't become tameh at all because it didn't touch, the person didn't touch it. And then the egg itself as well doesn't become tameh because it's an ordinary food. And a tvul yom doesn't make ordinary food tameh. Second law has to do with shikha, which is the law that if a person forgets a bundle of grain in the field, he has to leave it back for the poor people. Hachamim learn out from here as well that it applies to stalks that are stuck in the ground and not harvested when the rest of the stalks around them are harvested. Mishnah says, "V'al shibolet shebekatzir." If there's a stalk of grain that was overlooked, and it's in the field that was already harvested, verosha magia lakama. But the tip of that stalk could reach an area of grain that was not yet harvested. Im niksara im hakama harehi shebalabayit. If the owner of the field could grab onto this stalk while he's also grabbing onto the stalk that he's about to harvest, that were never harvested, then he's allowed to keep that stalk. He does not have to leave it for the aniim. But if he cannot grasp onto it when he's trying to harvest the rest of the grain, then it belongs to the poor people, and it is considered to be shikha. The next halacha will talk about kil'eh ha-kerem, the third law of Rabbi Ishmael. Kil'eh ha-kerem is a mixture with a vineyard. There's a Torah halacha that grain or other types of vegetation is not allowed to grow near a grape vine. The law is different when it comes to a vineyard and then a solitary single vine that is growing. In order to be considered a vineyard, you have to have five vines being planted within a certain area. If there's grain that distanced at least six tefahim, which is one amma, from a solitary vine, that's okay. But if it's in a vineyard, it has to be at least four amot away from the nearest vine. We'll talk about this in the context of an aris. An aris is a term that talks about five vines that are draped over a wall. And sometimes we treat the aris like a regular vineyard, and other times we treat it like a solitary vine. So we'll talk about it with this aris. Val gina ketana shehi mukefet aris. If there's a small garden surrounded by an aris, again, the five vines that are planted in a garden, and they extend over a wall. Im yesh ba kemelo boser vesalo mikan umelo boser vesalo mikan. If there's enough space in the garden for a grape harvester to stand with his basket on this side, and enough space for another grape harvester to stand with his basket on the opposite side, so that the vines on the opposite sides of the garden are at least 4 amot apart. That means within the middle, there's a square of empty space of sort of a 4x4 area. Then in that type of situation, so there the vines are not within 4 amot of each other. We say tizara, that part of the garden is allowed to be planted with grain. When the vines are so far apart from each other, the collected vines are not considered to be a vineyard. Rather, we treat them as singular vines, and therefore planting grain within that garden would be permitted, as long as we have that earlier clause of the 6 tefahim that we mentioned, that there has to be 6 tefahim in between each vine and the grain. V'im lav lo tizareya. And if not, if there's not enough space in the garden, you're not allowed to plant with grain at all. If there's less than 4 amot between the vines on the opposite sides of the garden, then the vines are close together, and they're considered to be a vineyard. And planting is not allowed anywhere within the vineyard, because grain has to be kept 4 amot away from the vines in a vineyard. And the entire garden here is around 4 amot wide. So therefore, planting in the entire entity would be forbidden.